Glad you're out today. God's going to bless you. We've already talked about it, that your steps are ordered of the Lord. You're here on purpose, and there's something for you to get. And I know you will if you're visiting with us. This is one of your first times here. We're so glad you're here. Hope you've enjoyed yourself. If you have any kind of questions at all, just ask somebody. And if they don't know, they'll find somebody who does. And we'll be glad to try to answer and bless you any way we can. We want to serve you. Well, we're in our series. Our series is called Heroes of the Bible, and Are You on the List? And as we've said, it's not a character study. We're not after the character study. We're trying to find something about that person in the Scriptures that made them unique and then look at our lives to see if that particular aspect of their life is in our lives. And if not, then we want it on the list. We want it in our lives. We want to be on the list of heroes of God. Today, what I want to talk a little bit about is faith. Now, I know we just did our series on faith not long ago, but I'm going to talk a little bit about it, maybe try to kick it up a little notch. You see, there is faith, and the Bible talks about average faith or little faith or great faith, but there is a supernatural or a uncommon kind of faith. With an uncommon faith, what an uncommon faith is where you have the boldness, the confidence, and the brassness to expect God to do anything for you. It's not believing or hoping He will, it's expecting Him to. For example, like if you have a situation going on in your life and you want to believe God to help you through maybe the recession. Let's say the recession is going on and what common faith or average faith is you're believing that God's going to get you through the recession. Uncommon faith says God's going to bless me right in the middle of the recession in a way I've never been blessed before. That's what uncommon faith. Uncommon faith is you're going through a problem or a situation and you're just going to believe, hope, pray that God's going to get you through the problem. Uncommon faith is that, listen, I'm in the problem, but I'm going to come out of this problem. And when I come out of this problem, I'm going to be better than I was when I went into the problem because God's going to bless me through the problem. And this is uncommon faith. Uncommon faith is like, common faith is like believing God for a house payment. I'm going to believe God this week, this month for the house payment. That's average faith. Uncommon faith is not believing just God for the house payment, that you're going to have the money to pay the house off. This is where we're going with this thing. Or you have an addiction. Common faith is that our average faith, or great faith, or little faith, is that you're believing that God is going to help you resist fight off that temptation for that addiction. Uncommon faith says, God's going to deliver me totally that I'll never have to face this thing again. It will not even bother me. That's what uncommon faith is. And so what I'm talking about today is moving into uncommon faith. All faith is good, but there's an area of uncommon faith that heroes have. And this is what we really want to talk about. You know, it's like our parents did well and we say sometimes, you know, I want to do as well as my parents. If I can do as well as my parents did, I'll have a successful life. That's kind of common in average faith. But uncommon faith says, listen, my parents did well, but I'm going to do twice as good. My parents made it all right, but I'm going to have twice as much. I'm going to go further than they went. I'm going to have twice the income, so I'm going to be able to give twice to the kingdom of God. I'm going to have twice the contacts. I'm going to have twice the resources. I'm going to have twice the creativity. I'm going to go twice as far as my parents did. That's uncommon faith. Now, how many of you parents want your children to go twice as far as you made it in life? Is that right? Because that's what God wants all of us to do. And I think that's so cool. I look at my kids. They're doing so good. I'm so proud of them. They're going on beyond where Judy and I got to, and I'm so happy and thrilled about that. You see, God wants you to be great examples for your children and your occupation and your home and parenting and family life and paying your bills and those kinds of things and faithfulness to God. That's good. That's good. God wants you to be an example there, but He also wants you to be an example in your faith. And what we want to be an example in is uncommon faith. Faith that goes beyond the normal faith. You see, the reason that I even mentioned this or brought this up is that You know, I want this next generation coming up. And Gina and I were talking about it today. We've been in the ministry long enough now. We're seeing four generations worshiping together in the same church and the same family. That's amazing. I mean, I don't know how many preachers can actually say that they've seen four generations come through. This is amazing. I want to see the next generation coming along go twice as far as we've gotten. Now, we've been successful. We have a successful church. We have a great church. But how many want to see a generation that can come along and reach this whole Northwest Georgia corner for the kingdom of God and bring it in? Yeah, see, I want to see that. I want them to go twice further than I've been able to get. I want them to have uncommon faith. And to do that, it's going to take not average or little or even great faith. It's going to take some uncommon faith. And you see, average faith is cool, it's great, it's okay, you love God, God's going to get you through all your stuff. But if you really want to experience and see the awesomeness of God, and see God do some amazing things in your life and for your family's life, then you've got to kick it up a notch. You can't be average. You've got to be uncommon. We've got to raise it up a little bit to the next step, to the next level. And expect God to do some awesome things in our life. And it's here we really begin to put a smile on God's face. That He really gets excited about our lives and really gets involved with us. I want to read you the scripture. We talk about it a great deal. It's in Hebrews chapter 11. And it's verse 6. And here's what it says. And without faith it is impossible to what? Please. Would you say that back real loud like you mean it? Like, please. Say it. Please. It's impossible to please God. It's an important word. Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards. He does what? He rewards those who earnestly, King James Bible says, diligently seek Him. For how much reward can you believe? What do you want from God? You see, the more you believe for, the more you please God. I've heard people say, and maybe you've said it, it's not at all, it sounds spiritual, you know. Well, I don't want to bother God with my stuff, with my problems, with my mess. If He wants to heal me, He'll heal me. If He wants to bless me, He'll bless me. That sounds okay, but that's not Bible. That's not God. God wants us to step out there and believe and allow Him to reward us. It makes Him smile. It fills Him up. The word please here, put it up for me. The word please here in the Greek, when you look at its meaning, it means to gratify entirely. It fills God up. When you are bold enough and brass enough and confident enough and you've been diligent about your relationship with God enough where you've sought Him, you've earnestly been seeking after Him, and you give Him an opportunity, and that's the way He looks at it, to bless you. It fills Him up. It really, really makes Him happy. And the truth of the matter is, unless you're stretching your faith, unless you're stretching yourself and believing God for more and more and more and more, you're never going to tap into all the things that God has for you in this life. God wants to bless us now. He wants to reward us now. So when was the last time that you earnestly sought God, you diligently sought God for something that was radical? That was something that was way out there. When was the last time you really did that? Average faith will bring average results. Little faith will bring little results. Great faith brings great results. But again, if we step into this awesome place that God wants us to experience in Him, it's going to call for some uncommon faith, because uncommon faith brings uncommon results. And all of our lives at some point or the other is going to need some uncommon results. We're going to be in an uncommon situation, and that uncommon situation, to get through it, is going to require some uncommon results. This is where Joshua comes in, and he's my hero for today. Joshua, the scholars say that the reason that God chose Joshua was because he had a military mind. That's okay. But to me, Joshua is a hero in the Scriptures. And a hero to me. Because he had uncommon faith. You read the book of Joshua, and we all have heard, and we'll relate to some of those stories in a few minutes, about some things that Joshua pulled off. We hear all those stories in the book of Joshua, but we never hear people talk about Joshua's uncommon faith. Joshua was amazing when it came to this uncommon faith thing. One day, they're in the land, and they're at war with the Amorites. And he's got five armies facing him. He's got five kings coming with their army to knock out the children of God. And they're fighting, and they've been fighting all day long. Now, the children of Israel are winning, and the Amorites are fleeing. The enemies are fleeing. They're trying to run. And there's a problem, and Joshua wants to take them out. Joshua wants to get rid of them. But there's a problem, and the problem is the sun's going down, and it's getting dark. And Joshua, he wants to get them because he doesn't want to fight them again. Let me make this relevant to us. In our lives, we fight things, and we seem like we're getting along pretty good. You know, if we fight with our finances, and it seems like our finances are going along pretty good, and then the sun goes down, and the next day we have to fight that fight again. Or we're fighting with an addiction, and it seems like we're doing pretty good, and then the sun goes down, and the next day we have to fight that addiction again. And so Joshua is trying to annihilate this enemy so he won't have to fight it again. But the sun's going down. So Joshua steps out and does something uncommon. Let me read it to you. It's in the book of Joshua chapter 10, verse 12. On the day the Lord gave the Israelites victory over the Amorites, Joshua prayed to the Lord in front of all the people. He did. Now, when you see what he's about to do, you'll understand. This guy's bold, man. I do some uncommon things, but a lot of my uncommon things where I try to step out there and be a little radical, I don't do it in front of people. But Joshua did. In front of the people of Israel, he said, "Let the sun stand still over Gibeon, and let the moon over the valley of Ajalon." Now, what's he asking here? What's he stepping out here radically, uncommonly, expecting God to do? Stop the universe! That's not happened before. And not only does he step out there and expect God to do something like stopping the universe for him, but he tells God where to stop it. I want the moon to stop over here, and I want the sun to stop right there. Now, this is uncommon faith. He steps out there and expects God to stop the universe, stop the world from spinning, until he can get this thing under control. What's in your life, and the world is spinning, but you need to get it under control? Is it your finances? Maybe your marriage? Spinning. Sickness in your body. And if God would just stop the world for me and let me get this under control. This is where uncommon faith comes in. And you need God to step up in a way that just doesn't happen all the time. It's uncommon faith for uncommon situations. You may get a bad medical report, and the doctor says it's impossible for you to be healed. This is terminal. And we accept that when we ought not to accept it, but expect God to do something. He says it's impossible. I've seen God stop the universe for people. I've seen him do some amazing things. Because with God, there is nothing impossible. All things are possible through Christ. And when we can accept Christ and not the reports of people, we're going to find out we've moved into uncommon faith, and God will stop the universe for us. Joshua experienced this all of his life. And uncommon faith develops. You just don't step out there one day. You develop this. And we look at Joshua when he was a young man before he became the leader. Under Moses, he was moving still in this faith dimension. And we see it starting to come up, uncommon faith. And he was a part of the 12-member spy group that went into the land of Canaan to spy it out. Moses selected one guy from each tribe and sent him into the land of Canaan to spy it out. Well, the story, 12 of them went in, 10 of them came back with a very negative report. They said, "Man, it is a truly wonderful place. It's amazing. Big grapes, man, pomegranates, we've got all this stuff, houses and vineyards, and it's an amazing place, but they've got these huge walled cities. We can't conquer that. There's no way we can handle it." They've got giants. They got people so big and so powerful in there that we look like grasshoppers. We can't handle it. They'll kill our kids. They'll kill us. They'll kill our families. We can't do this. And this was a negative virus that spread through, this vicious virus spread through that camp. And you know what it did? It turned that whole bunch of people around. They lived the rest of their life in average faith, believing God for manna, in the wilderness until they died. I want to make sure we see what Joshua did is he hooked up with Caleb. If you're going to move into uncommon faith, if you're going to believe God's going to move in your life in a way that's uncommonly good, you can't be around negative people. You've got to avoid negative people like the virus, like the plague. Because what they'll do is they'll turn you around, and they'll have you spending your life in average faith, just believing God for a little manna, when you could be moving into your dreamland and experiencing the very best God has for you. But Joshua hooked up with Caleb. And let me read this to you, because to Joshua, this wasn't the way that it should be. So in Numbers chapter 14 and verse 6, it says, Joshua son of Nun and Caleb son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, "The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good." I mean, this is an amazing place. It's a dreamland. If the Lord is what? If the Lord is what? Please. When we please the Lord, when we've diligently sought Him, when we've earnestly spent time with the Lord, we can expect God to do some extraordinary, uncommon things. He says, if the Lord is pleased with us, He will lead us into, He'll lead us into the land. If He's pleased with us. And a land that's flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. He'll reward us. We, not God, we will eat them alive. We'll swallow them up. King James Bible says, they're but bread for us. See, nothing's impossible with uncommon faith. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. See, Joshua knew that if he pleased the Lord, he filled God up and he could expect God to move and reward them. He expected God. He just didn't believe it. He didn't hope for it. He expected it. Even when he was a young man. And so I really want you young people to hear me. Don't wait until you're my age to start really stepping out there and believing God for some unconditional supernatural things. Start right now. Stretch your faith. Get right with God. Live your life under God, and God will bless you and give you the land. Joshua said there is powerful people out there. There is. And we do look small to them. There are walled cities. But you know what? They are powerful, but they're not powerful to God. They are big, but they're not big to God. Those walls are thick, but they're not thick to God. You know, what are you facing right now? What are you facing in your life that looks so big? What are you facing in your life that you just don't know if you can get through it, conquer it? I want to tell you, it's not big to God. Before you ever had the problem, God already had the solution. And when we get in this uncommon faith area, nothing is impossible for God. You got to learn to step out and expect God to really move in our life. So it came time. Joshua was now the leader of the people of God, and they had wandered in the wilderness. There's another generation, a new generation. A generation that is not going to listen to the negative. A generation that's going to go across. And Joshua is the leader, and Moses is gone. And Joshua says to the people, "Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to line up. We're going to let the priests go first. They're going to take the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of the whole earth. That's the presence of God. They're going to walk out, and we're going to cross over. But there's a problem. The problem is the Jordan is at flood stage. But we just sang about it. He's king over the flood. Right? The Jordan is at flood stage. Now, we've seen floods. We've seen television. We've seen the power of floods take out bridges, take out houses. We've seen what a flood can do. And this is what they're looking at. How are they going to cross over this with this flood raging? And so Joshua says, here's what we're going to do. We're going to line up. We're going to carry the ark down there. And as soon as those priests step into that water, this flood's going to stop. And it's going to back all the way up to that city. And what's stopping us right now is going to flow all the way down to that sea. And we're going to cross on dry land. It's never happened before. But uncommon faith makes uncommon situations make it so you can cross over to your dreamland. Let me read this to you. Joshua chapter 3 and verse 7 says, "And the Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all of Israel." And the reason that I put this scripture in here is, how many of you believe that God wants to exalt you? Not exalt. He wants to raise your life up. How many of you really believe that God loves you that much that He wants you to have the absolute very best? He wants to exalt you. How many believe that? See, when you start believing that, now you're on the way to going into some uncommon kind of faith. God says, I love you so much. And he goes on and he says, in Joshua 3:16, the water began piling up. Now, this is when the priest stepped in. The water began to piling up at a town upstream called what? Called Adam. New beginning. Where it began at. The water began backing up to Adam. And the water below that point flowed on to the Dead Sea. To where? The Dead Sea, all those obstacles, all those things that had stopped and hindered, now flowed down to the Dead Sea until the riverbed was dry. Then all the people crossed over near the city of Jericho. God wants to exalt your life. But to have a life that's high, you got to have uncommon faith. Average faith, great faith, little faith. You got to stretch your faith and believe God. You got to hook up and diligently seek Him and earnestly seek Him. And God wants to do that for all of us. All those hindrances, all of those things that's blocking you right now, He wants them to flow on down to the Dead Sea and never bother you again. And all those things that are coming at you, He wants to stop them and give you a brand new start. An Adam. And I believe that some of you right now are at that place in your life. God's challenging you. He's told you. He's spoken to your spirit. Not out loudly, but down in here, you've heard God say, I want you to do this. I want you to cross over. And you're looking at the flood. And God's saying, listen, you just step in and get your feet wet. I will stop it. And I'll let everything that's hindering you flow on down so you can cross over and move into your dream. God is speaking to some of us today. You know this is the Lord. We probably all know the story about Jericho. We should. And Joshua. And Joshua, Jericho was first on Joshua's hit list. But there was a problem. Again, this big walled city. Big thick walls. And Jericho's history is that it had been there forever. It was an ancient city. And army after army after army had come against Jericho but could not defeat those walls. But something that nothing else has been able to defeat is no problem for uncommon faith. And so Joshua said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to march around this thing one time a day for 6 days and 7 times on the seventh day. Then we're going to blow trumpets and we're going to shout. And this wall is going to crumble. Wow, that's out there, Joshua. Who do you think you are, Joshua? And so that's what they did. And you know how the story goes. In Joshua chapter 6 and verse 20, so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. What walls are you facing? How about walls maybe between you and your spouse? Pretty thick, huh? Walls maybe between you and your children? Pretty big, huh? Walls of finances? Walls with work? supervisors, boss. See, and it's been there forever. It's like been there since ancient times. And you've hit it with this, and you've hit it with that, and you've tried this, and you've done this, but nothing. See, it's going to take uncommon faith. But when you step into uncommon faith, it's no problem. It just crumbles. God wants us to live victorious. That scripture that we talked about says they're but food for us. We will eat them up. We'll eat it alive. See, you're the victor. You're the overcomer. God says you're more than a conqueror. But to step into that dimension, average faith or great faith or little faith, just won't get you there. It'll get you in the wilderness so you can eat some manna. But it won't work in your dreamland. Several years ago, we were on vacation in Panama City Beach, Florida. And usually, when we go on vacation, it's after hurricane season. But this particular year, I don't know what was going on, but they all waited till we got there. And they lined up. They were honestly, on the radar, they were lined up like five in a row. And they were all coming right up the Gulf, right at the Panhandle, Panama City Beach, Florida. And I didn't want that. I didn't want those hurricanes blowing on my vacation. So I would go down to the beach, or I'd be out fishing in my boat before they got close. I wasn't, I'm not dumb. And I would go down there, and I would shout at those hurricanes. And I would sing to them. I'd bind, I'd release, I would shout, "No hurricane here!" And you know what? Not one of those hurricanes, and all of them were predicted to come right up there, not one of those hurricanes came to Panama City Beach, Florida. You say, "Devil, that's just a coincidence." You can call it what you want to, but no hurricane came to Panama City Beach, Florida. Devil, you think it's right that they blow on somebody else? Well, hello. Listen, I don't want to waste my faith on somebody else's hurricane. Now, you may say, "Well, that's pretty trivial," and your situation may be something that's not nearly as trivial as having a hurricane coming in and invading your vacation. Maybe you've got a sick baby, a sick child. Or maybe you're in a legal situation, legal problem. Or maybe you've been told by the doctors you have cancer. Well, listen, if you're bold enough and confident enough to go out on the beach and shout at a hurricane, you don't have any problems at all shouting at a sickness on your child. You don't have any problems at all shouting at a legal situation. You don't have any problems at all shouting at a disease in your body. So what I'm wanting us to see is that God is expecting you to step out and to begin to shout. And begin to shout at situations and speak to them. Jesus talked to trees. Jesus talked to seas. He told the wind to be still. What's wrong with us? See, there is uncommon faith that gets uncommon results. Years ago, a couple in our church, they were expecting their second baby. And the pregnancy was going along pretty well. I think it was somewhere in the second trimester, maybe early in the third. Somewhere around 6 months, early in the seventh, or something like that. And the thing was going real well, and then the mother's water broke. And I get a call at 3 a.m. in the morning. We're at the hospital. The baby's coming. She's having pains. She's having contractions. And the baby was very premature. So go to the hospital, pray for them. They have her laying still. So every minute, every hour, every day that the baby gets to stay into the womb is critical. It doesn't look good for the baby. It looks bad. Pray. But this baby decides she wants to come. So, find another dilemma. Uncover another situation. The baby's upside down. Instead of coming head first, it's feet first. So I go to the hospital. I lay hand on the mama. I lay hand on the tummy. And I speak to the baby. Return in the name of Jesus. Not long after that, little baby comes out. Only weighs 2 pounds. But it comes out head first. They take that little child. They run it to the intensive care unit for babies. And they put it in those little incubator things and hook it all up. Stays there for a couple of weeks. But today, that little 2-pound baby is a gorgeous, intelligent, righteous young woman. When you do unnatural things and step out in unnatural faith, you get unnatural results. Hurricanes don't really matter, but a baby turning in the womb matters. Cursing a disease matters. Your being successful in life matters. God wants us to stop expecting the bad and expect the good. He wants us to get out of a place. See, one of the problems that we have is we accept what the doctors say or what some so-called expert says. If a doctor says you're never going to be healed, then we accept that. If some so-called expert says that this is the way we're going to have a recession and it's going to affect everybody, then we accept that. But what I'm wanting us to get here is we don't have to accept that, but we need to get out of accepting and begin to get into expecting. Stop accepting what's bad and begin to expect from God what's good, the reward. And once we begin to do that, we're going to see some amazing things. We're going to see some universes stop. We're going to see some situations where your world is spinning out of control. It stops. So that you can get things into control. We're going to see some situations where negative people have pronounced negative things and it's kept you out of your promised land, out of your dreamland. But when you step into uncommon faith, that thing stopping you stops, that flood stops and backs up all the way. It gives you a fresh start so that the rest of it flows down to the Dead Sea and doesn't bother you anymore so that you can cross over into your dreamland. And those great walls that hinder us in our relationships with our spouses or our children, our walls and at work or wherever these walls come up, they crumble. God's got such great plans for all of us. He wants to exalt your life. It's time for some of us just to step out there. Make sure that we're earnest about our relationship with God. Make sure that we're diligent about seeking Him. And begin to expect Him to reward us. So the question isn't if God will. The real question comes back to us. What are we waiting on? See, are you really bold enough to shout at a hurricane? Are you bold enough to stand out there in front of people and tell a baby to turn in a mother's womb? I want you to ask yourself a question right now. Is what I'm believing God for radical enough to cause people to question my sanity? Is it radical enough to make people ask, who do you think you are? Or even to say, God won't do that. Listen, if He'll stop the universe for Joshua, He'll heal a cancer in you. He'll heal your child. He'll heal your finances. He wants to exalt your life. He wants to bring up a generation that picks it up from where we're at and takes it on. And if you'll do it, then you're going to have heroes kind of faith. Faith like Joshua. And you're going to be on the list. Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time and for our lesson today. You've challenged us. Lord, we want to move in uncommon faith. And we want to leave a generation that moves beyond where we've moved. Lord, we don't want to produce flood Jordans for them. We want to stop the Jordan for them so that they can cross over. Lord, I pray that every person here today, Lord, begins to step out, investigate their relationship with you, earnestly seek you, diligently seek you, but Lord, begin to expect you to reward them. Not just hope, and not just believe, begin to expect. Heads bowed, eyes closed. We'll just minister to you just a second, some of us. And you know, you really want to step out there in unconditional and uncommon faith, that you want to move out to a new level. There's no problem there. I don't have any question there. I think that if I were just to stop that right there, that everybody in here would want some of that. But how about what I want to add to that, a generation. I want you to commit today to become faith people for your children. I want your children to see you move in an uncommon faith with God. Believe God for some extraordinary things and see some awesomeness of God. I want you to move into that dimension. I want you to become examples so that what we've done here at LifeGate and what we've done in our own personal lives, our children can kind of pick it up from that point and go on twice as far. So if that's you today, would you along with me say, Lord, I really want to step out there into some uncommon faith, and I really want to see this next generation coming along take it far further than we've been able to take it. If that's you, would you raise your hand and let's just sort of all pray together, hands all over the place. Father, thank you. Lord, we want that. Lord, we do want to step out there with you and expect some wonderful, amazing things. We want to please you. We want to fill you up. We want to make you smile with some of the things that we ask. And so, Lord, just as Joshua was able to step out there and say, stop the universe for me, and I'm sure you smiled. But you did it. Lord, we want to do that too. So Lord, I pray that every single person here steps out, stretches themselves, and moves to uncommon faith. Head still bowed and eyes closed. Now, some of you you're just not where you need to be with God. And so you're going to constantly be facing floods of life. You're not going to be able to get across to your dreamland. You're constantly going to be coming up with situations where you're fighting the same situation over and over. You fight it. You seem like you're getting a victory over it, but the sun goes down, and then you have to fight it again the next day. And those kinds of things are happening, and you've been fighting the same kind of battles over and over and over and over and over. They never crumble. You never get the victory. You never will without Jesus. See, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And faith begins with receiving Jesus Christ. So if that's you, and you just know you're just not where you need to be with God, but you want to live in your dreamland, the only way it's ever going to happen is to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Or if you have, then get more diligent with that relationship. You know the relationship's just not right. If that's you, I want to pray for you right where you're sitting. Just want you to raise your hand right now, right where you're sitting, and let me pray for you. I see hands all of this. So let me make eye contact with you. And just look at you and just look so I see you. No, I see you. See you. Any others? Got you. See you? I see you back there in the back. I see you. Any others? Father, thank you. See you. Thank you, Lord.